T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, everyone, and what a beautiful morning it is. This is like a loop. I could just record this every single Saturday because it has been that kind of weather. Hope you're having a great weekend. And this is your place to talk sports, as you know it, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Call 412-928-9370. Logan Arbelaster is behind the glass. I'll be here until 1 o'clock taking your calls, and then later today I'll rejoin you at 4:30 for the Pitt pregame show as we get you set for Pitt and Syracuse tonight. So much to talk about, so little time. But this is your place to sound off. Love to take phone calls and love to talk to you out there. Want you to know the Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. Again, 412-928-9370 is that number to call. And I want to begin today not going immediately into football because of what happened last night. Because we saw something that I think you'll never see again. We saw something that you had never, ever seen before. And this, to me, was the greatest single-game postseason playoff performance of all time of any sport. Shohei Ohtani, which is incredible what he did last night. Normally, to go out and pitch 6 shutout innings and strike out 10 batters, I mean, that's a lot of work for one player to do, one pitcher to do. Only 26 players in the history of Major League Baseball have done that. All right, let's start there. But then if you add on top of that, only 12 hitters have ever hit 3 home runs in one postseason game. Think about that. 12 hitters only, 3 home runs in a game since 1903. Only 26 pitchers ever went 6 scoreless, 10 strikeouts, 2 or less hits. Shohei Ohtani did both in the same game. I mean, it's ridiculous. 3,279 postseason games have been played since 1903, and never have we seen any of this. But we saw it last night. And that's one of the questions I want to bring up. Is this the best postseason playoff performance you've ever seen in any sport? You know, I know people will bring up, I think, Will Chamberlain's 100-point effort has to be considered in there. There are several others. Gale Sayers in his very first game, 6 rushing touchdowns. You can go, if you want to go Olympics, talk to me about Jesse Owens. 4 gold medals, and I believe it was 4 in like 8 events in the Olympic Games in 1930-something. I forget the year. But to me, this was the best of all time. You just can't put it into words, really. Babe Ruth did the same thing, but he did not do it the way Ohtani has done it. Babe Ruth did not spend as much time hitting or pitching collectively as Shohei Ohtani has done it. So LA goes on and wins and makes it look easy against the Milwaukee team, sweeping them in 4 games, winning last night 5-1. Ohtani is the MVP, and rightfully so. And I said last night on social media that you may as well just give him the MVP every single year. I don't think anyone else will be able to do what he's done. Now, because of that, he won't win it every single year because people get tired of giving him the same vote. But I'd be curious to find out what you think about that performance in the best of all time. And then we go to one of the worst defensive performances that we've seen from the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we've seen a few over the years, but this one certainly is one that you got to just shake your head. And the reason you shake your head is because, did I expect the Steelers to score on Cincinnati? Yes, I did. Cincinnati's defense has given up tons of points all season long. Aaron Rodgers is playing some really inspired football. 4 touchdown passes in this game. And so you figure they're going to score in the 30s just because of the way they were playing and because of Cincinnati's defense without its best player. Actually, you can say maybe 2. Taylor Britt was also out, so that's 2 of their best players on a defense that has been horrific with them in it. So that was something I expected. What I did not expect is what I saw schematically or individual effort-wise with the Steelers' defense. Consider that Cincinnati came into this game, 5 games prior to it, with 0 runs of 14-plus yards. Not one. They were one of the worst teams in rushing the football. 0 runs of 14-plus yards. And in that game on Thursday night, Chase Brown by himself had 2. 2 of the biggest, 27 and 37. He averaged 9.8 yards per carry against the Steelers' run defense, which has made it very clear that's how they want to start games, shutting down runs. And they did it the last couple of games. Here's what they also did in the last couple of games prior to this one. They also came after the quarterback. They did it against Carson Wentz, and yes, he's a backup, but they sacked him 5 times. They pressured him 14 times. And then, yes, another backup against Cleveland. Dylan Gabriel hit 16 times, sacked 6 times, was on the run all night. So you would figure that that same strategy would work for Joe Flacco. Yes, I know he's Joe Flacco. Yes, I know he's been around just like Carson Wentz has been around. And yes, he can pass the football when you allow it. And yet they had minimal pressure on him. And I think they really bought into the fact that those guys they brought in the offseason, and that would be Darius Slay, Jalen Ramsey, Deshaun Elliott, and all the people they put in that secondary, they believe they were capable of handling any receiver in the secondary if they zoned it, and they did a lot of different things. I will say that. They tried different things, but none of it worked. And so not only did you see Chase get all the yards he can get, but 23 targets in one game is ridiculous. 16 catches, most he's ever had in one game. And yet you knew going into this that Ja'Marr Chase was going to be the biggest thing that Cincinnati had. And they're going to try to get him in football, no question. Now, I realize that Joe Flacco and the state of their offensive line, which was not good, were going to get rid of the ball quickly. But because of that, you had to figure that slant patterns were going to be something that they would see a lot of. And yet the Steelers could not stop it time and time again. And they allowed so much going on in that game to an offense that had really struggled. And yes, it's a backup quarterback. Yes, it's a quarterback who just got there like 7 days ago, whatever the case may be. And I would have gone after him every possibility I could have done. I really would have. If you really trusted the guys you brought in, the elite corners in Slay and Ramsey, then you should have done it. You should have gone after him. You should have blitzed more. I found it interesting that Herbick got only, I think, 39 snaps in that game, which is not enough the way he had been playing. And what made it all worse after it was all said and done is Ja'Marr Chase, after the game, came out and pretty much said they knew exactly what was going on, which is stunning to me. So when you know what's coming and you know how to deal with it, it makes it a little easier, especially for elite receivers like they have. I just did not see Cincinnati scoring 33 points. I thought the Steelers would in the 30s, and that's why I picked them to win, but I did not see that. What about you at 412-928-9370? Want to get into that with you and also get into the college football situation now that Pitt is 2-0 under Mason Heinchel, and he'll be in Syracuse tonight. We'll talk more about that, as I said, on the preview show coming up at 4:30 when Doran Dickerson joins me, Johnny Patrician joins me, and we hope you listen to that prior to the national or the network pregame show, which comes on at 5:30. Pitt's favorite to beat Syracuse, and they should. Last night, Louisville pulled a little stunner as they beat number 2 Miami, and all these quarterbacks that we raved about at the beginning of the season who could be number 1 picks, top 10 picks, they're all underachieving, at least statistically. And Carson Beck is another one. He was intercepted 4 times. Never in his career had he been intercepted 4 times. And he was last night. 24-21, Louisville wins that game. So Pitt's on a little bit of a roll here. And then Penn State fires its head coach, James Franklin. I didn't think that was not going to happen. I thought it would happen the way things are gone. But I didn't think it would happen when it happened. But it did. Back-to-back losses against teams that were 20-point underdogs. I mean, it's pretty crazy that they could do that, but they did. And I go back to that Oregon game. They had them down in overtime at home. And if they had won that game, I'm just curious how this would have played out. But it didn't. On top of that, Drew Aller is out. Terry Smith is the head coach. Interim. I'm going to play a little game with what if you call here at 412-928-9037. What if Terry Smith goes into Iowa and wins tonight? They're not expected to do that with a backup quarterback. And what if he wins one of the next two, either against Ohio State or Indiana? Does he make a case that maybe he should be their head coach moving forward? Or those of you who like Matt Rhule, just check out what happened last night when Minnesota beat them badly. And he's not good when he's facing better competitions. But he seems to be the guy they seem to be focusing on. 412-928-9370. Let's get to the phone lines. Logan, we have a lot of them. And we'll begin with Rich, who's on line one. Hello, Rich. How are you?
Hey, Bob, weekly pirate rant. I'm calling to mea culpa. You said the Pirates would retain Ben Cherington, and I took the opposite position. And
I said they shouldn't, but they did. I predicted they would, yes.
Yeah, well, no. I think your comment was what will happen, whether or not it should or shouldn't.
Yeah.
You said they won't, and you knew their DNA better than I did. So I owe you a quarter, and I'll get it to you when I can. Shohei Ohtani is one of about three or four players in major league sports that I would pay to watch play. I would pay the inflated ticket price to get in if I knew for certain the guy was going to play. I think he makes it look so effortless. And then with respect to the Steelers, they're going to still end up 9-8 or whatever it is to retain this this record for the head coach. They're just so perplexing to me, and they're another team that needs to turn the page. Circling back to the Pirates, I think the Pirates are going to have a problem with their small payroll and trying to pull rabbits out of the hat, and this impression or this image that they like to portray that they have too much pitching. I don't think that's really ever going to be the case with them. But again, apologize for disagreeing with you.
No, you have every right to do what you got. I suspected what I suspected, and now here they are, and we'll see. And so far, they haven't done much. And I know it's early in this off season for them, but they better start doing something. And with regard to Ohtani, he's already made back to the Dodgers the $700 million they invested him over a deferred contract. With all the global media they have in Japan, throughout the world, he's already made it back. So it's a smart business decision by them to sign him for $700 million, but it does underscore to me the need for a floor and a cap, because if this is going to continue and all, and what is that pitching staff going to look like, Rich, when Paul Skenes joins it?
Well, my thing with the Pirates is, and this is where I actually feel like I have some expertise in talking. Every prediction I've made since the Chris Archer trade has been true, okay? So I think I should be their general manager. Hell, I'll do it for free because I think I don't think it's a serious position for this team. But to your point about Ohtani, if somebody needs to demonstrate to Nutjob that you can actually invest in a player and in a net positive way, it benefits your team financially as well as in the wins department. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy's doing third grade math while he's running a major league sports team. And that's been my gripe about him all along. First of all, I don't believe what he's saying. Second of all, I think if he were to be audited, you would find that in the course of this, the value of this team going up, 25 times since he bought it, that he's not even keeping pace with inflation for the salaries that he pays his team. He to me is just the biggest enigma in sports globally. I just don't get this guy. And, but again, I tip my hat to you because you know their DNA better than I, and, it just makes no sense to me that, that Charrington's still at the helm. But
all right, Rich, appreciate the call, and I agree with that. Thank you. I agree with that sentiment that, you know, if you invest in a player and it's a generational type player, you'll make money back. You absolutely should make money back. Now, Ohtani goes global because of where he's from and the following they have, which is crazy in Japan. I mean, they love baseball over there. So they knew what they were doing with that, and they deferred it, which gives them the wiggle room to add even more, you know, payroll to their – they listen to all the guys they have under payroll. Mookie Betts is making over $300 million in a long-term package. Freddie Freeman's in the $200 million range. Then you have Yamamoto, over $300 million. You have Ohtani, $700 million. You go around there, the rest of their team, and you'll find Will Smith is about to get a big one. And they just, there's no limits to what their spending is, and that's why something has to change from that regard. Moving right along at 412-928-9370, we've got Ed, who joins us here in Pittsburgh. What's up, Ed?
Here I am. Hey, Bob. Hey, I'm from Cleveland.
Oh, from Cleveland, boy.
Let me speak for a minute.
I know why you're calling.
Yeah, I'm so happy that they traded Flacco, and you know why they lost that game?
Why?
Remember when Tomlin said how Barry was smarter than everybody?
Yeah, he was saying that facetiously.
Yeah, I know, but that's why they lost that game. He was in their head. Was Flacco the reason they gave up all those yards receiving, those guys running wide open? They gave up 160 yards to the worst rushing offense in the league. Is that why they lost the game?
Well, I think there's no question that their affinity for Joe Flacco was something that played into this, Ed. I mean, the fact is, you can respect players all you want, and you should. I mean, Joe Flacco's put up, but you cannot allow a guy who really cannot run the way he used to run. Same as with Rodgers. I'm sure every team in the league would love to get in Rodgers' face, and that's the challenge that we've been talking about all year with the offensive line and some of the extra protection in there for Aaron Rodgers. Well, the same holds true for them in Cincinnati, and their offensive line has had all sorts of problems. And yet the Steelers, it didn't seem like they really wanted to go after him. Like they were, you know, were trying to flood the zone. Well, you're playing right into Joe Flacco's hands, in my view.
Right.
Because he's good at he'll pick you apart. I remember last year at the goal line, the play against Dallas, where, you know, I know the goal line is a very crowded sample in there. There's not a lot of wiggle room. So the Steelers, on the basically last play of the game, allowed Dak Prescott to sit back there and just wait till someone broke open. And eventually somebody does. The only way you stop that is by putting pressure, I think. But they didn't do enough of it in that game.
Yeah, but I mean, I just think they lost that game when Tomlin, you know, they got in there, Tomlin's head. You know, we got Flacco, a 40-year-old guy, you know, just like Rodgers.
Yeah, the Thursday night thing is real, too. For whatever reason, thanks, Ed, I appreciate the call. But I would.
Thank you, Bob.
Yes, sir. This Thursday night, and it's not just the Steelers in division, all these teams have horrible records on Thursday. Another reason why I don't like Thursday night football. I just don't think they're trying to globalize this game. They're trying to make it available on 7 nights a week. And in doing so, you're making the product a little bit worse. Although that game was entertaining, most of them aren't on Thursday night. Let's go out to DiNardo, who joins us here on the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. What's up, Big D? DiNardo.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, sir. You're on.
This is Gus, Bob. It's a hockey night in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. It says Denard. Is that your last name, Gus? I didn't even know that.
No. Hey, Bob, real quick. This grass situation down at Acrisure. Many years ago when a stadium was first built, I read an in-depth article on the underneath foundation of Heinz Field, or of Acrisure now. Are people aware there are 16 inches of sand beneath a layer of topsoil? The Rooneys know they own a sod farm, so the field has been resodded like 32 times in the last 23 years. Here's my point. Sod cannot grow properly when there's 16 inches of sand beneath the topsoil. The reason for the sand is there's a 3 or 4 mile layout of glycol pipe to heat the field. In my opinion, we shouldn't be worrying about heating a field in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. The sand is not necessary. They should have, like everyone else, get some good topsoil in there, take that sand out, let this sod grow properly. If they need some help, bring the people from Penn State down here. They have a whole college that specializes in growing grass.
The people of Penn State are certainly grass gurus. I don't know enough about what goes on. I do know it's pretty regular for those fields around the country that have the same situation, that they do resod them more than once. But you're mostly a Penguin fan, and I want to get your take because I believe the Penguins are going to be a competitive team this year. I said that at the beginning of the season because I liked first of all, I like what Dan Muse is preaching over there, and for some reason it seems to be buying in, at least to start. They're 3-2. They just came off a come-from-behind win against the Kings. Are you bullish on them? Not to win anything, but just to be a good team all the way until the end and maybe, just maybe, get a playoff spot.
Well, Bob, I remember you a few weeks ago. You gave a shout-out to the Kings, and I think the Kings are a very talented team over there in the West. I'm very pleasantly surprised with what I see thus far, how the Penguins are playing. There's a nice mix of young kids there with veterans. If the goaltending could continue to improve, and if they continue to show the structure they're playing with, the discipline they're showing, there's some very positive signs there, and I think, you know, we're a borderline hockey playoff hockey team right now if things keep progressing.
No question. Thanks very much, Gus. I appreciate that. And they got the San Jose Sharks tonight, who are winless yet. So that's on the road, and we may see Alex Nedeljkovic for the Sharks in goal for them. One more call before break. We have a lot of people on, so I'll get to you eventually. This is Will, who joins us on line four. Hello, Will.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, one quick question, one statement. God rest his soul. Do you think that, I know I said the standard is a standard. Do you think the standard as it was died with Dan Rooney?
Well, you know, all I know is that Dan Rooney, I think, did things that maybe today this administration would not do as frequently as he did it. But no, I still think their standard is what it is. They haven't met the standard. That's the problem. They still, anything they do, Will, is designed to win. I think if you looked at this past season before it began, the offseason, many people didn't think the Steelers would be in a position to do much. They were looking for a new quarterback. You know, that most people predicted to be a down year. They instead went out and spent a lot of money trying to make it better and trying to win. So their standard's still the standard. It's just it hasn't been met. So therefore, they have been substandard in their pursuit of the standard. And that's where they are. But I still think the primary goals of that organization remain the same. It's just that they haven't done enough with it.
I appreciate that. And last thing before I go, the whole Andrew Berry thing with Mike Tomlin, I thought it was actually very ironic that he said that he thought Andrew Berry was smarter than everybody else. But I think Tomlin thinks he's smarter than everybody else because obviously it's an offensive league and he's so focused on defense this and putting his defense out there to win the game and feel like he's trying to win games, you know, by 3 points or 4 points. Like, I think he's trying to zig when the entire league is zagging and not realizing that's why he has his lack of success that he does. Like, look at Philadelphia or Kansas City or any of these teams that aren't as focused on defense, but still, like, somewhat, but it's all offense. But he just doesn't seem like he either doesn't want to realize that or doesn't want to accept that. Like, it's his way or the highway.
Well, and thanks for the call, Will. Up against the break here. I appreciate your sentiment there. I still think the teams you mentioned have very good defenses. I think Steve Spagnuolo is very good at it. Kansas City wouldn't win the way they win without defense. But to your further point, yes, offense. I mean, this is an offensive league. And they scored a lot of points the other night. They should have won a game. Their defense let them down. I think they overthink themselves on defense. I think there has to be, and they, in this game specifically, man, they were swapping out guys left and right. In the safety position, I think you got to figure out who are your best guys and leave them out there. You know, if you keep moving things around and flip-flopping guys here and there, I don't know that it has a good enough result on your secondary. Somebody has to play out there all the time. They were moving Thornhill there, Ramsey at times back there. They had Clark in there critical times of the games, and I don't think he's one of their best in there, but he got his share of snaps in there, and that's what I'm saying. I think it's Peyton Wilson wasn't on the field, I don't think, for the last drive. Instead, it was Cole Holcomb. Nothing against him, but I thought Peyton Wilson was the guy that you were doing. So I think they're outsmarting themselves at some point. And again, scheme matters in these games. My scheme would have been to go after Joe Flacco. And if I did, and if I put a lot of pressure on him and he still completed passes to Jamar Chase for 23 targets on 16 receptions, so be it. But the Cincinnati knew, and Jay said it, they knew what they were doing. That's the second time we've heard someone say that, where other offenses knew exactly what the Steelers were going to do. And if that's true, that's a terrible sign for schematics and coaching preparation. But that's what we've heard. So, you know, the bottom line is they got to win those games. And now they're faced with a schedule that gets a little bit more daunting. And while I still think the Steelers are in control of this, you know, we could be sitting here next week at this time or next Sunday and say, wow, that was an impressive performance against Green Bay. And they, you know, they took Miles Garrett. Who's the guy from Dallas?
Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons. They took him out of the game, and they made Jordan Love look average. You know, they could respond, and they seemed to do better on Sunday night. So this whole conversation could flip, and it goes week to week. This is a reaction business, and the reaction after this one was not good, and it shouldn't be, because they should have won that game. Cincinnati had all sorts of reasons to use as excuses not to win it, and they came out instead and beat the Steelers 33-31. We'll talk more about that at 412-928-9370, the Ohtani situation. Do you think that's the best single-game performance you've ever seen in any sport at any time? Because I do. Let me hear what you think about that. Pitt, Penn State, anything else you want to talk about, please call at 412-928-9370. Mark, Bob, Kevin, Anthony, you're coming up next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, it's going to be an irregular Sunday when there's no Steelers football on. You had a bunch of games starting at 9:30 in the morning out in London. One of those games as well, and then a bunch of games that to me aren't that intriguing throughout the course of the day. But the Steelers find themselves 4-2, and then they begin a part of their schedule that really will increase, beginning with Green Bay and then the Indianapolis Colts, who right now are playing at a very high level, albeit they've beat teams really that you would have expected them to beat based on how they're playing. Everything ratchets up. So I want to hear from you about what you see in the future here in these next coming games, and also look back at that performance against Cincinnati. On top of that, Syracuse, Pitt tonight, 7:30 at the Dome. And, you know, Syracuse is a team that doesn't have its quarterback. Pitt is favored to win, and they should. But if this continues, how far do you think they can go? And what to me now looks like a wide-open ACC. Miami lost last night to Louisville. Louisville beat Pitt. They had to come from behind to do it. You can make the case that Pitt should be involved in all of these games and potentially could win them all. I'd like to hear what you think. Is that a realistic expectation for a true freshman, a quarterback who looks so much beyond his years? He's very poised in what he does. He's very confident in what he does. And he's a guy who I think is going to have to be dealt with. Going to Florida State the way he did and playing well in front of that crowd and knowing that it was a hostile place. And he looked extremely poised. Again, 21 of 29, over 300 yards. He also added almost 80 yards in rushing. Every time he knows that he has to get out of there, he does. Again, to watch a true freshman do it is pretty spectacular. And what will Penn State do? Now, James Franklin was just on the College Game Day broadcast, he sat there and he sat and listened to where Nick Saban came to his aid, like I totally expect Nick Saban to do, and didn't like the treatment that Franklin received at Penn State. But he's going to be looking for a new program. And I play a what-if game here, too. What if Terry Smith, as the interim, re-energizes this team with a backup quarterback? And just say, what if, again, I don't expect this, but what if they win two of the next three and one of them is against Ohio State? Should he get the opportunity to be the head coach moving forward? 412-928-9370. We're going to go down to line six. We got Anthony in Oakland who joins us right now. Anthony, you're on. What's up?
Bob, I'm going to repeat what Aaron Rodgers said a couple years ago in Green Bay when things were looked like they were falling apart. And he said it the other day, relax. It's a long season. You know what, Bob? You and I have been watching Steelers football for a very long time. And they've done poorly on that Thursday night game back to Chuck Knoll. Can you remember in 83 when they went out there on the Thanksgiving and got Billy Sims ran for close to 200 yards on them?
That was a big
night
for Sims.
They got shut out 30 to nothing. Yeah. I mean, and then that Cowboy game they played, I think it was in 91, where Neil O'Donnell was playing so poorly, Chuck Knoll wanted to put in Bubby Brister. Bubby says, I don't relieve anybody. You remember that?
I absolutely do.
But
I understand what you're saying to me. I'm one of the people who preach wait to see that play out because it is a long season. Yeah. And next week, if they beat Green Bay and do it impressively like they've been prone to do on a Sunday night, the conversation and the narrative changes. But there's still a conversation to be had, Anthony, about how they schematically decided to play that Cincinnati offense with Joe Flacco at quarterback, because I thought it was the wrong approach. What was your take on what you saw?
It was horrible approach. But remember, Bob, they hit the best Monday night home winning streak of all time.
Yes.
They have not lost a Monday night game at home since 1991. So sometimes he gives, sometimes he takes away. Let me just say this, Bob. Yes, defensively, they paid poorly. But last year, Cincinnati put 38 on them there also, if you remember. It won that game last year in Cincinnati, that Steelers got the turnovers and Cincinnati didn't. That's how they beat them last year. They put up points on that Steelers defense last year also.
But this year they haven't been doing that without Joe Burrow, and that was with Joe Burrow.
Yeah, but this look, Flacco throws, well, we always know that infamous ball. He's very concise with his passes. I knew it was going to be a fight to the finish because they've got some great players. I didn't think the Steelers would look so lethargic, that's what was painful, that when your stars, especially after Rodgers throws, Bob. That throw he made to Freiermuth it was shot of an howitzer. I mean, that thing was absolute thing of beauty for a 41-year-old quarterback to hit him like that. He takes it all the way. That should have been the momentum for the defense to take over. And what was frustrating, and they're getting killed by the old Steeler team of defensive players. They're ripping them to shreds because that should have been in their hip pocket after that, Bob.
Yeah, well, I will say this, though, Anthony, and you're right about Joe Flacco and what he's capable of doing, and this is by far the best two receivers he's ever had, I think. So he had that at his disposal, but he also had an offensive line that was not playing very well. And if you remember his first couple of games this year in Cleveland, he threw six interceptions.
Yes.
And he did not look like the same quarterback because he was under pressure quite a bit. People decided, because Cleveland doesn't have much else, they went after Joe Flacco. And I thought that would be the prime approach, especially after we saw it against Carson Wentz, the Vikings in Dublin. We saw it against Dylan Gabriel and the Browns. They made life miserable for those quarterbacks.
I don't know why Tomlin decided to do that, but I bet they won't do it again when they see him again, because they know the frustration. And, Rob, you have to admit, though, the two turnovers were painful, and that was it. I mean, those turnovers were in Cincinnati's red zone, and that last play, I've just watched it again, Bob. That play to Higgins that sealed the game. Where was our safety? If you watched the safe on Metcalf, each time those turnovers came, there was a safety there.
Right.
There was no safety.
Well, you got to pick and choose when you have two guys, and normally I would choose to do that to Chase. I would not let Chase get 23 targets. I would not let him get 16 receptions. The good coaches always tell you to take away somebody. You have to take away somebody on a good offensive team. And you do that.
They took away nobody.
No, I know. They let too many. And I think, again, it was the approach of just flooding it and letting Joe Flacco pick you apart. If he's very capable of doing that if you give him time. So, Anthony, thanks for the call as always. I appreciate it. All right. Good to hear from you. Let's go out to Bob in Pittsburgh. He joins us online, too. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Robert. How you doing? It's Bob Friend.
Bobby, what's going on, man?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, thank you. How did the event go, by the way?
Oh, the cow patty bingo. Cow patty bingo went great. We're going to probably raise about $15,000 for the Hannah Children's Free Care Fund.
Wonderful.
I greatly appreciate you allowing me to come on and publicize that.
Sure. I think it's a great event. Anytime for charity. I'm a big believer. People should donate and contribute to charities, and that's a great one.
Absolutely. So I'm going to be quick because I know you got a lot of callers. Number one, I want to talk briefly about the field. I know the Rooneys apparently they have a sod farm. They need to get a new source for this sod because I can tell you this is what I do know about grass. I ran Pikewood National Golf Club for 12 years, been on the grounds committee at Oakmont for over 20. Grass germinates when soil temperatures are above 53 degrees. If you take a look at the fall that we've had, the September and the October we have had, there is no reason on God's green earth that this turf should look like that right now because the grass actually is still growing. And I just think they need to find another source. So that's my comment on the field. Number two, you talk about the great performances. First of all, what I saw last night with Ohtani is I have never seen anything like that before, but the guy is a freak. But if you go and you take a look at other performances, you talk about, have you seen a better one-day performance. I think you have to take a look at two. Number one, 1986 Masters, Jack Nicklaus, at the age of 46, had not won a golf tournament for 6 years, shoots 30 on the back nine to win the Masters in 1986 with a final round 65. That back nine, 30, also included a bogey on the 12th hole. Hmm. The other thing that I'll say is this, and I'll be quiet and let you talk. If the 2000 performance of Tiger Woods at the U.S. Open is not considered the greatest performance by an athlete, I don't know what performance is because he won the U.S. Open against a full field by 15 shots at Pebble Beach in 2000.
Yep.
And I'll be quiet and let you talk.
I was going to bring golf into this, but I also knew that a lot of people wouldn't recognize those. I'm glad you called for that. Absolutely. And if I had to choose between those two, I'd take probably 1986 Masters just because of what you said on the back nine.
He was done. He was
and,
cooked.
And I mean, Tiger back then wasn't. Yeah. He was still getting in his prime, but Masters, to see a guy at that age, and I was hoping that we would have seen the same with Tom Watson at the Open Championship.
Oh.
He had a great 8-iron into that hole, but it trickled over the green, and it just made it impossible for him to get up and down. So,
if he would have won that in 2009 at the age of 59, that would have been the greatest story in the history of sports. But that's my two cents. It's always great listening to you. Love you, and let's go Steelers.
All right, Bob, thank you. Appreciate that. And that's interesting from a guy who's been running golf courses. Pikewood National, if you've never been, is a beautiful place. And, of course, Oakmont speaks for itself. I don't know anything about grass, so I'm not going to comment too much because I just don't know. I know the people who do know have the answers there, and that sod was redone, so everything should look good moving forward, and that's the bottom line after what happened a couple of weeks ago. All right, 412-928-9370. We got Jim, Mark, Mike, and Kevin. We'll get to you when we come back. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you hanging on. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back, and I want to dig a little deeper into the Dodgers and what they did to Milwaukee, which was the best team in the National League this year. And I thought they were a really solid team, but they don't have what LA has, and that's because they were able to spend almost $600 million more in what they accomplished. So here it is, four games. Blake Snell, he got the start, two-time Cy Young winner. He signs there for $200-plus million. Eight innings, no runs allowed, 10 strikeouts. Then you have Yamamoto, $350 million signing contract, nine innings, complete game, one run. Tyler Glasnow signs for $125 million. He goes 5 2/3, one run. Shohei Ohtani, $700 million, six innings, no runs. When you add it all up, their starting pitchers against a good Milwaukee team in 28 and two-thirds innings had an ERA of 0.63. Now, back to the situation with James Franklin. As I said, he was on the set with College Game Day. And it was interesting when you listen to this because you could tell that Nick Saban was trying to help him with his own platform, getting another job, all that. I expected that. But they never once did talk about some of the failings in big games. And I think that's a big part of what happened here. So Tim King on Twitter hits me up and says, having coached at Alabama, Nick Saban understands having a job where nothing you do is ever good enough. Nick really had James back because he's been in James' shoes before. I get that, but to be fair, you got to ask about what went wrong. And when you lose back-to-back games to 20 underdog teams, that is a problem, and it's been recurring over the years. So Mark Kronkonko, he tweets in to me at KD Pomp, and he says, so did everyone on that set not ask one thing about what happened in those games? Saban, so like all the media, they speak both sides of their mouth. What is Penn State to do after 10.5, a 10-2 for eternity? Got to try something different. So two different opinions there. But, yeah, he was on there, and I'm sure he had guarantees that they were going to bring it up, but they should have brought it up. Why wouldn't you bring up what happened in those games? 412-928-9370. Back to the lines we go. We have Jim in Peters Township. Jim, welcome to the program. Go right ahead.
Hey, Doom Bob. I'm going to talk about Shohei Ohtani last night. I mean, I'm 73. The only thing I found close to that was Reggie Jackson in the 1977 World Series.
Yes, but he didn't pitch.
He didn't pitch. I know he didn't pitch. It was the first pitch, eighth time, monster home runs. He didn't pitch. That's right. That's the best performance I've ever seen, and I've seen thousands of baseball games because I love baseball. They were calling him a freak of nature. You know, the guy is just incredible. But all the money they put in their team, the pitching, good pitching stops good hitting all the time. And
yeah, the Pirates have that advantage going in. I think they have a lot of good pitching. Now they better figure out they also need hitters, and they scored their share of runs in that. They didn't just shut everybody out. They scored their share of runs also.
Yeah, he hit the one. Ohtani hit the one on the up top on the roof.
On the roof.
Anyone close to that was Willie Stargell.
Hit right.
One. Yeah, I mean that was the most incredible performance I've ever seen in a baseball game. I mean, thanks. Nothing close.
Thanks, Jim. Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. That's why I brought it up. Yeah. Now, Bob Friend called in and said a couple of golf performances, which I and Will Chamberlain, 100 points, I get. Jesse Owens, I get. And there are a lot of things you can bring into this conversation, but to me, watching that performance by a guy who threw six shutout innings, 10 strikeouts, and then hit three home runs, tape measure jobs, the first two for sure, I mean, it's just incredible. Back to the lines, we have Mark in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hello, Mark.
Hey, today calling from Phoenix, Arizona, home of Winter Fall.
You're a traveler. Oh, you're going. That's right. You go everywhere. I forgot about you. You're like you could be our consultant on this program, just giving me updates on guys in Winter Ball.
Well, I'll tell you, yesterday, Bob, I saw a couple good things happen for the Pirates. One is Tony Blanco hit a ball 460 feet here in Salt River Field, straightaway dead center, and it's a great story. Tony Blanco Jr. His father tragically died in the Dominican this winter when the roof collapsed in the Dominican nightclub. He was one time a big prospect of the Red Sox and coached in the national system. He was a great guy. His father had a pleasure to meet him. And I got a chance to talk to Tony Jr. And this kid is a real nice person. He's very focused. And another guy that the Pirates have to make a tough choice, and I don't think, and he's making the choice a lot easier for them, is Esmalin Valdez, who scouts say has been the best player so far in the fall. Like, it's only a week and a half, but he's also hit four home runs. He has to be a Rule 5 player, otherwise the Pirates lose him. So obviously they're going to have to make a move.
Good point.
He was in the Futures game this year, and he finished up real strong in Erie. I definitely think you'll see him some point in the 412 area code next year. And a couple of young pitchers are doing very well in the fall league. One is Derek Diamond, a kid who played at Mississippi College. He's done real well. And Carson Reed, who played with J.J. Weatherholt in Mars at West Virginia, in the Mars area, went to West Virginia, was injured a lot this year, but now seems to be healthy. He also gives the Pirates another pitching option. So I know it's 29 years of losing, but you know me, the glass is always half full, and I look forward to seeing what's going to happen this winter. Help with Don Kelly aboard. I really like Donnie. I watched him from when he played with the Lakeland Tigers as a kid. And he's, you know, as a local Pittsburgh guy, I do think that's important. I think he understands the milieu of Pittsburgh, the working ethic. He's going to give you every single ounce. I just hope Ben Charrington can you know, make some decent moves to help him. And yep. I think Donnie's going to do a very good job there.
Mark, thanks for the update. Appreciate that. Keep us posted on some of these guys. Really do appreciate that. Another guy, you mentioned J.J. Weatherholt, but John Fedko's son, Tyler, is ripping it up in the minors. I hope he gets an opportunity here. The guy's got tremendous bat speed. He's been very consistent, and love to see that for the Fedko family. Let's go to Mike in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Mike, you are on the air right now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Bob. I wanted to talk about the Steelers defense, and it just seems like we just keep going back to this. I mean, since 2017, when Jacksonville, you know, blew our doors off, it seems like the same.
You can go back to that
to
all the way to the Tebow game if you want to.
Yeah, well, but to me, the thing that is recurring is you have undisciplined point of attack at the line of scrimmage and confusion in the middle of the field. I mean, they looked lost. They looked lost Thursday.
I mean, I cannot believe how wide open guys were. And I put on Twitter a shot that I forget where I saw it. It was all over the place, but I just put it up there for my Twitter followers to see if you didn't see it. And that was when the game was 31-30, and they needed a field goal to tie. And there's Jamar Chase with no one around him. 12 yards of wherever he was, there was not one Steeler there. And they were approaching field goal range.
Some of those plays, like there was one particular play that Higgins caught across the slant across the middle.
Or the touchdown, you mean?
Yeah, because what it was the running back ran a flare little to the left, and Queen left the middle of the field to go cover him, and boom, there. Yep. It's just beautifully
and
drawn.
And he just takes it in with not much resistance. Mike, thanks. I appreciate the call. I got to go to a break, though. I'm way over, but thank you for calling from Indiana. We have John, we have Bill, we have lots of other people I want to get on to, so we'll try to make that happen when we come back. But we're due for a break, an update here by Logan Arblaster, and we will be back with hour number two of the program right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.